I'm Kaz Parker for MMH, the home of rock radio, with the marvellous Danny Rexon, vocalist and guitarist for the fabulous Crazy Licks. Thank you so much for catching up with me. So how are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Fabulous. How's Sweden?
Well, as usual, at this time of the year, it's dark and cold and you kind of wait for it to all turn around. But, you know, it's you know, 3 months of winter ahead at least. So But we're hanging in there. I'm usually quite productive during the winter. I think it may has to do with the, you know, weather being as it is also. So there's really not much choice but to sit in the studio and kind of do stuff there. So
yeah, just an excuse to get on with it. Well, you know what? I feel like it's not much different to the UK because it's a bit grim here as well. But
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, still getting a bit of sunshine and there's some golden leaves, which is always quite nice. But okay, cool. So. Well, I'm delighted to be interviewing you ahead of something very exciting that's happening just next week. And that is your headline show at the Winter Rocks Festival. And yeah. I know, I've got to be honest, I'm particularly excited because it'll be the first time I get to see you live. And more importantly, how does it feel to you to be coming back to the UK to perform after all this time?
Well, you know, first of all, it's our first festival in quite a while, you know, since the pandemic. So so that is cool in itself. But also, as you said, we've not been in the UK for... well, a couple of years, I assume. Obviously, the two last years, we haven't been there, but also prior to that, I believe it was the, was it called Hair Metal Heaven or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
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 That's the last time, I believe. So that's a couple of years ago. That was the first edition, because I think they did another one, which was way smaller. But this one was the first big one when they really went crazy. So yeah, I mean, the UK, if you look at streams and views on YouTube and stuff, it's one of our biggest markets. So it's actually quite strange that we haven't been able to get over there more. But I think the competition is quite big, you know, because in comparison to some of, say, Southern Europe countries where the demand is quite big, but they don't have like a domestic music industry or not in the rock genre at least. Whereas there's a lot of domestic UK bands that kind of compete with the international ones as well. So it's always been a bit more difficult to get to tour in the UK, you know, and the competition, of course, presses down the prices and everything. So I think that's maybe one of the reasons, because as I said, it is a big market for us. And so we're trying to establish ourselves a bit better. And the Winter Rocks Festival will be like the first step towards that goal.
Well, we can't wait to have you anyway. And you know what? I think you're right. There's a lot of UK competition out there, but at the moment it's been a long time since we've had bands in from Europe and from America. So it's really exciting. You know, a lot of the bands have been doing all of the festivals because we've only had UK bands. So, so this brings something different. It's really, really exciting. I can't wait anyway. So obviously you have been out doing shows. I noticed on your socials that you recently, really recently did a sold out show in Helsinki. So did it feel weird to be back out again, or did it just feel really comfortable getting back out there as if the last 18 months, 2 years hadn't happened?
Well, in a way it's like riding a bike, I guess, after so long, you know, you kind of get into it, but there's also aspects of it that you kind of forgot about. Obviously the whole kind of travel thing is quite tiresome, and especially now because there's so much extra, you know, with the COVID situation. So you have to have more papers with you, and you have to, we didn't have to do any tests. I believe we will have to do tests into the UK, even if we have like papers about vaccination, because, you know, the UK is not in the EU anymore, which it was last time we played there. So, so there's that aspect, of course. But you know, once you get on stage, I think it all feels quite familiar since we've been doing this for so long. So it's new in a way, but also very comfortable and familiar to
yeah. To like putting on a comfy pair of pants and just getting back out there again. No, that's good to know. So, okay, well, the lineup for Winter Rocks is fantastic. You mentioned some of the UK bands, but, and again, I know you've been working with the absolutely adorable Chez Kane. Really exciting for us. You're going to be doing an acoustic performance together, which is only for the VIPs. Yeah. But that, I think, is going to be pretty special. So are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, very much. I mean, it is special, as you say. First of all, you know, Chez Kane was originally meant to have the debut live gig a bit earlier, but I think they all got cancelled, and this will actually be the first live show that they do with the band. So that will be exciting for me. I've only met her and some of the band like physically once, because that's when we recorded the video.
Yes,
or the videos actually. So it'll be, you know, the second time, and we don't have really much time to rehearse this, so we're rehearsing it all long distance as well, you know, sending videos over. So for the acoustic bit, of course, and that is unique in itself, because we've done some acoustic stuff with the band, but that was many years ago, and we've never done like a collaboration with another artist. So there'll be a lot of debut stuff going on.
Yeah.
And I'm very much looking forward to seeing the band live as well, because, you know, having been so involved in the songwriting and the production of it, and then just being able to kind of stand back and just enjoy it for what it is, that'll be really cool for me. So one of the most played albums during the last year for me, even though it is, you know, technically my own album. So it's kind of a douche thing to say that I listen to my own stuff. But since it's not me singing, I can still just, you know, kind of enjoy it as another artist. And I really still like the album very much.
Yeah, well, it's a fantastic album, and you know what, you should be very proud of it, and it's not embarrassing to listen to at all. You enjoy it, and take the time to enjoy it, and it's going to be fantastic, because I've followed Chez since the Kane days, so this will be really nice to see her at her debut show, debut couple of shows, because obviously she'll be performing on the main stage as well. She was actually on this show last week, and she talked about how she did some backing vocals for you on a couple of tracks on the new album. So Street Lethal, which is obviously only released this month. So I thought it'd be nice to play one of those tracks out now. So I believe Chez did backing vocals on One Fire, One Goal and Reach Out. So if it's all right with you, we're going to play Reach Out now. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah, yeah. It was the second single that we released, so I think it's a fitting song. Definitely.
Perfect. All right. Let's get that played for everybody.
I've been lost, but I
Right, that was an awesome track. I mean, the whole album's awesome. Astonishingly, it's your seventh studio album. So over the years, you've been so busy. That's a lot of albums. I read a review by Blabbermouth that said, Crazy Licks are all about raising spirits and evoking the exuberant spirit of a distant decade. They're also incredibly obnoxiously good at this stuff, and their seventh album is unequivocally their best yet. And I thought, that's high praise, justified, but I couldn't have put it any better. So that's why I chucked that one in there. I thought that was fantastic. So I concur with that. And if anybody is out there listening and you don't already have this album, for one, what are you doing? For two, don't delay. Go and get it now, or at least get it after you finish listening to this show. How about that? So I've got a question for you then, Danny. What are you most proud of with this album compared with your previous back catalogue?
Well, I think maybe you kind of nailed it just by mentioning the Blabbermouth review, because I believe it's the first time that we're reviewed on that site. And what I can see is that it seems to have been, it's been reaching out to a bit of a wider audience, I think, than our previous albums. I don't know if it's because the music is actually different, because I don't think so myself, but maybe we've reached a level now where we're, maybe some people think of us more of a I wouldn't say underground band before, because we probably we've released albums on a label, but in a way we were like a very niche market, very niche genre and stuff like that. So I think the fact that we get heard in like situations like this maybe speaks to the fact that we've been able to reach a bit of a wider audience, and that's something that we try to do, because what we've seen all along when we release albums is that our fan base, the ones who are really devoted, they seem to like most of the stuff that we release. That's always high mm-hmm. praise, and they always have their fan favorites among the albums. So, but we've been struggling a bit with reaching out beyond that point. So really hoping that this album might be what takes us a bit further to a wider audience as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's interesting you say that, because my perception, especially the last album, was that was as huge as this is. But sometimes it's just you don't know what it is that causes that turning point that gets you a little bit more noticed. It could be to do with the fact that more people are taking the time to listen to different stuff, because there hasn't been as much to do. I mean, who knows, maybe your specific genre is suddenly having a bit of another renaissance. But it's interesting, and I guess we'll find out, but maybe this is it. Maybe this is the turning point, but a bit unfair, because the last album, in fact, all of the albums have been great, but the last album's one of my top 10 favorites, I reckon. So, but this one's equally as good, if not better. It's really hard, isn't it? And I was going to say to you, would you like to choose your favorite track off the new album to play next? I mean, I'm aware that might be like asking you to choose your favorite child, but I'm going to ask you anyway. What would you
like? Yeah, I mean, it's been changing around a bit. And as a band, when you finish an album, you're quite exhausted and tired of every song, basically. So you kind of have to find your way back to them. Yeah. But I've really always very much liked the final single that we did in the second video, which is Rise Above. I think I still think that's the strongest song on the album and one of my personal favorites. So that would be great.
Well, we will play Rise Above then. It's a fantastic track. So here we go. fantastic. That was Rise Above, which was Danny's track choice from the latest album. But now you can get out and perform the album. What could we be getting excited about for the Winter Rock Show?
Well, you know, first of all, as you said, the UK audience hasn't seen us for quite a while. And I think we've taken some steps towards becoming a better live band as well. So, you know, we won't be playing super much from the new album. I never like it when bands do it when they've just released an album and they fill their set with a bunch of new stuff, because most people haven't been able to really listen into it. So we'll be doing very much a kind of, you know, best of with all of the fan favorites, and mixed in with a few songs from the new album. But I think they can expect a strong set. You know, seven albums in, we sure have at least some, you know, I wouldn't say hits, but, you know, popular songs on each album. So when we put together a live set today, it's quite a strong set, if I can say it myself. So I think people will enjoy it, definitely.
Absolutely. And you're right. I think a best of is probably what we're all craving, and chucking a few of those amazing new tracks as well. So, okay, then, what is your favorite Crazy Licks track to perform live and why?
I think it depends a lot on the circumstances, because some songs work very well in some settings, whereas a song like Killer, for example, we've done it on these kinds of outdoor festivals when it's, you know, in the summertime and it's dark outside. We actually played it in Switzerland right before the summer, before the COVID. We played it in Switzerland and it was nighttime and there was fog and it was by a lake. So it's in the woods, by the way. So everything from the lyrics actually made sense with the setting we were in. And it felt quite spooky, you know, because I was basically singing about the situation we were in. So at a gig like that, I think that song works very well. Whereas in a tight, sweaty club, we've never got that effect of it. It's just like a slow song, you know. So it depends a lot on the circumstances. Then there, of course, there are songs that kind of work more or less all the time. Even if it is an old song, we always tend to play 21 Till I Die, because I always towards the end of the set, because I think it kind of sets the mood for the rest of the night very well. And it, you know, it's basically like a tongue-in-cheek reminder to everyone, no matter their age, that it's okay to sometimes kind of just be 21 for a night, you know, be a bit stupid and don't care too much about tomorrow. So I think that's a good way to end a rock show on a good note.
Perfect. Well, no one wants to grow up, do they? That's just too boring, wouldn't it? So, absolutely. And I think we're going to play that one now for you. 21 till I die. Yeah. Wow, that was an awesome track there. God, hopefully whetting everybody's appetite to see you at Winter Rocks. So one question I had, because it is, for us, it's an amazing lineup, Winter Rocks. I'm very, very excited about it. There's a lot of amazing bands playing. A lot of them are UK bands, though, because of the situation at the moment with obviously COVID and the travel, but also, like you said, with Brexit as well, we still haven't got that many bands traveling in from Europe or from America. So what I'm quite interested in is what you, the bands that you get to hear about over in Sweden, like the UK bands. So obviously there's Chez Kane, you know about, of course, but in terms of the lineup, are there any others that you're aware of that you're really looking forward to seeing?
Honestly, we don't get to hear very much of it. And that's what I noticed when I saw the poster as well. So not sure why that is, but you know, generally when I was growing up, we consumed a lot of American and British culture. There was always like the British humor was big in Sweden. And from the US, of course, we had cartoons and comic books. And then, of course, there were the rock bands, and they were both from the UK and the US. And I think for one reason or another, that has changed very much. You know, rock in itself has ceased to be like the mainstream genre in all of the world, and Sweden included. But you know, the flow of bands doesn't go that way anymore. I feel it's been turning around the other way, you know. So Scandinavia is exporting a lot of bands and music to these countries instead, and it might be due to that fact. So you know, when I read, like, say, Sweden Rock Magazine, which is the biggest rock magazine that we have in Sweden, they rarely, I mean, there are UK bands in there, obviously, but there's a lot of Swedish bands and Scandinavian bands in a magazine like that today. So no, I wouldn't say I don't have a very good like view of the UK scene and you know who's big and who's not. So not very much.
Well, I did wonder that, and I think it's quite interesting to know that as well. But certainly, hopefully, you'll see some bands that you like. I mean, I'd highly recommend Twister, South of Salem. They're some really good friends of mine. Sam Miller, cool. Doomsday Outlaw, obviously Chez as well, who I've known a long time. So I think, and all of these, they're all such good live acts, and there are acts on there that I haven't seen either. So I'm going to be working pretty hard, but I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to finding some new music and seeing some of my old faves. So I'd highly recommend them. So if you get a chance, have a little listen and a watch. And actually, do you know what I'm going to do while we're on the subject of me? I'm going to play my favorite Crazy Licks track next. This is my favorite prior to getting the new album, because obviously I haven't had that for very long, but this is from the 2019 Forever Wild album, and I'm going to pick Weekend Lover.
All right.
Hey, I know, I love it. It's great. Well, I love Eagle as well, but Weekend Love is just something really punchy about that one. I've played that a number of times on shows, so yeah, we'll give that one a spin.
It's all fun and games.
Right then, so we know you're a busy band. You always seem to be working. Is there anything else that's coming up that you can tell us about that we should be looking to forward to in the near future? Because we do like secrets and exclusives here at MMH Radio.
Yeah, well, you know, we have a lot of stuff in the works, but the situation is a bit complicated because a lot of booking agents, a lot of venues are really hesitant today to kind of announce stuff. I think it's due to the fact that they've had to cancel and postpone stuff so many times. And I think the patience of the fans is wearing thin, especially since, you know, a lot of times fans have lost money, booked flights, booked hotels and had to move dates and all that. So what I can tell you is that we have a lot more, in the plans than we've announced, because if you look at like the tour schedule, which is official now, there's a couple of dates here and there, and you know, we have some festivals that have moved since 2 years ago, and we have some stuff in the fall, but there is more planned. But as I said, there's very little that we can announce as of now, especially now when the situation seems to be going into a kind of fourth wave, I guess it is now, which we hope will be a short one and probably, you know, will be an easier one to handle, considering the vaccination rates in most countries. But I mean, what we're seeing now is some countries are going back into lockdown. So we'll see how much of that we can actually go through with. But, for me, even if we're not able to tour, I still produce music. So I'm working on the second Shizkane album right now. There is a follow up plan, and it was actually planned quite soon after the release. We got contacted by the label, and they loved the result, and they loved how quickly it spread in the community, and a lot of good words about it. So they wanted to follow up quite soon, and I said we'll be start working on it for real after our album is released, because there's a lot of work, you know, involved in the videos and all of that, all the marketing up to an album release, you know. So I told them we'll do it straight away. I wrote some songs, of course, during the time, so we have everything ready. We're expecting a release sometime before the summer next year, hopefully.
Oh, that's brilliant.
So yeah.
Oh, that'll do then. A secret exclusive for Shez there instead. Perfect. Awesome. She did actually mention she was working on some more music, so that's good. Okay, finally then, do you have one piece of wisdom or advice that you'd like to give to listeners right now to help them stay happy and positive?
Oof. I mean, the world is pretty much upside down. I think, you know, for me, I've been going back to revisiting some stuff from my childhood, watching an old movie, picking up an old record or something like that. Just thinking about times when, you know, you probably had like a pretty simplistic view of what it was back then, and you kind of just take the good parts of it. But there was certainly no world spread pandemic back before. So just pick up something that you know that you enjoyed back in the day, and kind of go back mentally to that point before the pandemic and before all this complicated nonsense that we have now. That I think helps a lot.
I think that's a really, really lovely sound piece of advice, actually. So thank you for that. So, and I'll just wrap up now by saying thank you so much, Danny. It's been awesome catching up with you. Ooh, thank you, everybody, for listening. Yeah, I've been Shez Parker for MMH, the home of rock radio, with the awesome Danny Rexon of Crazy Licks. So I hope you've all enjoyed this as much as I have. And don't forget, go and get the new album, Street Lethal, immediately if you don't already have it. And more importantly, go and get yourself tickets to Winter Rocks, because it's going to be epic. Thank you.